Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kol sa sheyesh bo rova mimin acher yimayit. A saw has six kavim in a saw. And if we have a quarter of a kav, so that ends up being 1/24 of a whole saw. So the Mishnah tells us that if you have this saw, that in this entire area, there is a rova, a quarter of a kav. So a quarter of a kav, since there's six kav in a saw, that's 1/24 of the entire area is mimin acher. So it's a min that's kilayim with the rest of the field. So that's the amount of this small min, it's 1/24. You need to make it less. Meaning, the Yerushalmi says, either you diminish that smaller portion and make it less than a quarter of a kav, which ends up being less than 1/24. So less than 1/24, the smaller amount would be 1/25 and on. Or you increase the larger amount and are mevatel it by having more than 1/24 as well, by making the mutter part, the larger portion, larger. So when Rebbe spoke in his Akdama, as far as Mashmi'in ala kilayim, Echad ba'odar, so what they would do is, the Rav explains, it's a Mishnah in Shkolim, one of the things they would announce is that they should diminish this quarter of a kav as far as kilayim is concerned. Now the Rav says, it's dafka b'shazriya, when you're planting it, that chad b'trei is batel, that rov is batel. But after it grows and you have and it's totally fully grown, there, even if it's 1,000 to 1, it's not going to be batel and you have to get rid of it. But by Zriya, really, rov is mevatel. You don't even really need midiraisa 24. 24 is only derabanan. And the Rav says the reason that Chazal said you need at least 1/24 is because of maris ayin, that it looks like you're creating kilayim. So therefore, since it shouldn't look so nicker that it's kilayim because of maris ayin, if the smaller area, the iser part, is greater than 1/24, you have to be memayedit. So the Tosfos Yontif asks, how can you say that midiraisa it's batel berov, if when something is apparent, when it's nicker, you don't say it's batel berov? Only when something is not apparent do you say rov is mevatelit. But here, one can see the zriya, the min that is kilayim, and it's nicker. So how can you be mevatel berov? So Tosfos Yontif says, the reason that it's mutter midiraisa is not because of batel berov, it's because it's dafka that you do not want it to be kilayim. It's almost like davar she'en lo miskaven. He doesn't say that, but something that you don't have intention of being kilayim, therefore you don't want it like that, therefore midiraisa, it's not an iser kilayim, it's just in din derabanan. And the Chazal on derabanan, they said, because of maris ayin, like the Rav says, you need less than 1/24. The only disagreement is why it's not deraisa, but both agree, the Rav and Tosfos Yontif, that the issue is midirabanan, and it's because of maris ayin. So Mishnah continues, Rav Yossi Omer Yover. Rav Yossi says you should get rid of the whole part that's kilayim, that smaller part. Now the Tanakhama said you don't have to get rid of the whole smaller part, you just memayit it, you can diminish it a little bit. And according to Rav Yossi, diminishing it a little bit is not good enough, because by the fact that you're doing something to the field and you're diminishing it, if you're going to leave any of it, it shows that you want it to exist. Even though the shear now is good enough, therefore, by showing you want it to exist by leaving some of it over, that's a problem according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, the Rav says, would also agree, obviously, if it started out less than 1/24, if it was a smaller shear, then you wouldn't have to change it. But once you're doing something and you're diminishing it to less than 1/24, there Rav Yossi would hold that you have to get rid of that whole small amount, that quarter of a kav. The Mishnah continues, Bein mimin echod, bein mishnei minin. This is according to the Tiferes Yisrael, this is on both Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, that this small quarter of a kav doesn't make a difference if it's one min or it's two minim. And the way the Rav explains this is the following. According to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, that if, let's say, one would have a whole field of barley, sa'orim. Now we know, what if the smaller amount, the quarter of a kav now, has a chelik in it, let's say an eighth of a kav. Let's say that is something that's not kilayim with barley, that's oats. So that quarter of a kav is a mixture of oats and rye. So there, even though oats and barley is not kilayim together, since this is part of this quarter of a kav with the rye, and then becomes mitzarif to the quarter of a kav, it's still a problem according to the Tanakhama, and you'd have to be memayit, because two minim are always mitzarif. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, loy amru elo miminach. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the only time we say kilayim, that this quarter of a kav will make an issue, is if it's one min versus the other larger portion of min. So dafka, like, for example, a whole thing of barley versus a small amount of rye. The Chachamim Oimer, koshu kilayim besa mitztar v'roiva. So the Chachamim, according to the Rav, they're actually cholik on the Tanakhama. They're more mekel. And they say like this. Anything that's kilayim in a saw is mitztarif l'roiva, that it's mitztarif to this quarter of a kav. Meaning, obviously, obviously, if you have all these different grains of species of kilayim to each other, and they're all put with the larger amount, so it's kilayim, and it asers the whole thing. The Chachamim hold, though, that if, let's say, you had the barley is the larger amount, and in the smaller amount of quarter kav is mixed an eighth of oats, so oats to barley is not kilayim. So here the Chachamim disagree with the Tanakhama, and they hold that since part of the smaller quarter of a kav is something that's not kilayim to the larger amount of the whole saw, this will not be mitzarif to the quarter of a kav. And if you needed this to be mitzarif to the quarter of a kav, you're not going to have a problem anymore. So for example, if you had a large field of barley and the smaller quarter of a kav was oats and spelt, only the spelt would count. And if the spelt is less than 1/24, it's not a problem. And the Rav says, Allah is like the Chacham.